Treasure lays in the ruin, O my prince. Mm-hmm. Don't you see that at the wine fest, the drunkard becomes happy when he becomes ruined? Although the house is full of pictures, demolish it. Seek the treasure, and with the treasure, put it into good repair.
This one? You admire it. Which part of it? The physical part of it. Forget about it. Because the spiritual part of this is really me. Not the physical part. Or what? This physical part is me? It doesn't look like what was me 70 years ago. What are you talking about? This? First of all, now we understand that this is interchangeable. I could give this to you. Right? This is what the body is. Even the arm could be someone else's. Right? Which part is me? Even the physical part of this is not mine. It doesn't matter to me. It's the soul inside of me. That's what we are talking about. That's what we are trying to explain to you. All these six books. Yes.
It is a house filled with pictures of imagination and fancy. And these forms are as a veil over the treasure of union.
Yeah, listen carefully. He's explaining to you that. What am I talking about? I'm talking about you. But not this part of you. Listen carefully, yes?
It is the radiance of the treasure and the splendors of the gold that cause the forms to surge up in the breast. It is from the purity and the translucence of the noble water that the particles of foam have veiled the face of the water. It is from the purity and agitation of the precious spirit that the bodily figure has veiled the face of the spirit.
This is the trick. It's covered up. With what? With this body, with this physical stuff. But the real life? First of all, my real life, the most important part of it is my imagination, which is different than your imagination. It's different than everyone. It's just mine. And I could improve it. With learning, this is what I'm trying, to change myself, my imagination, and my spiritual part. That's where the real feeling is all about, yes?
Listen then to the adage that issued from the mouths. This which is upon us, O brother, is from us. Because of this veil, these thirsty ones who are fond of the foam...
Oh, did you listen to what he said? He said, listen to this, that everyone will say, what will happen to me is because of me, I will do it to me. Remember this. Whatever happens to me, it's because of me. I'm doing it, really. Yeah, I could blame other people when it goes wrong, and blah, 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 blah. Yes?
Because of this veil, these thirsty ones who are fond of the foam have got out of reach of the pure water. O son, notwithstanding a Qibla and Imam like you, we worship the night and behave in the manner of bats.
This is it. The sun is out there, but we are not noticing it. We are appreciating something else. we are busy with a lot of stuff, which is me. That inflated ego in me doesn't let me to think about it, not even about the creator of all of this, because it's about me.
Yeah.
Make these bats to fly towards you and redeem them from this bat-like disposition, O you whose protection is implored.
Means what? He did something that was the base of this story. Base of the story was what? Pay attention who you are praying to. He prayed. He said, oh, the sun, please change these people. Inject in them somehow that goodness, because you can do it. Yes?
This youth, by this sin, has gone astray and trespassed. For he came to me, but do not chastise him. If the Amaldulmulk, these thoughts were raging, like a lion through the jungles. His exterior stood before the Sultan. His roaring spirit was in the meadow of the unseen.
Now you're listening about a fellow. His name is Amaldulmulk, means the pillar of the country. This is the name. Means he is the best fellow and he is standing by the king, but is not thinking about the king. He is thinking about the kingdom, the people, and the people should believe in him. So pay attention to his personality. Yes?
His exterior stood before the Sultan. His soaring spirit was in the meadows of the unseen. Like the angels, he was instantly being intoxicated with fresh drops in the realm of Alast.
Oh, this is a very complicated way to explain it. That this fellow is standing there with all the problem that he understands, but he is in another mood. He is happy. Why? Because somehow he is like a coin. One side of it is very sad because of all the troubles, but there is another side to that coin. And this is something that we talked about it in the book 5. Do you remember? Book 5 was bewilderment. Do you remember? Oh, we read about it. Yes.
Inwardly a wedding feast, but outwardly like a man filled with sorrow, a delectable world in a tomb-like body. He was in this bewilderment and waiting to see what would appear from the things occult and mysterious.
This is the trick. What are we talking about, the magic? What are we talking about? He is bewildered because he knows that you cannot know the future. No way. Logical part of the humanity is always trying to understand how does it work, this machine. But it's too complicated, too big, and you never could really get it, because we are just like this. In the time of Rumi, we were at the center of the existence, but now we know where we are, in a corner of a very normal, cheap way of the galaxies, there is this single sun, and we are going around it. That's all. And we understand all of this. What about that? This is what the trick is. This is what we are talking about, bewilderment. Bewilderment is to understand that you don't understand. That's the tricky way of understanding the existence. Yes?
At that time, the officers brought the horse along into the presence of the Kharisma Shrine. Truly, beneath this azure sky, there was no colt like that in figure and in fleetness.
Do you remember the story? Oh, now you have to, because we're back to the story. The story was that somebody has a good horse, and this fellow wants to grab that horse. Why? His ownership, possession, having for just that. Let's go back there, yes?
Its color dazzled every eye. Hail to the steed born of the lightning and the moon. It moved as swiftly as the moon and Mercury. You might say that its fodder was the sarsar wind, not barley. The moon traverses the expanse of heaven in one night during a single journey and course. Since the moon traversed the signs of the zodiac in one night, why will you disbelieve the ascension?
Uh-huh. Somehow, we blame you. I know what you're doing. Yes, you will see that everything is moving around. But when we tell you somebody went to the sky, you will say, no, it's impossible. Is it? In the time of Rumi was, now, six people are living up there. Now what? What do you know when we talk about Mi'raj? We say, there is somewhere up there. We don't know where, but up there, the highest level. And you could be taken there. There is this white horse, which is a lady. Yeah, it's a woman. Because when it is climbing, you have to hang on to something, and these are the hairs of this lady. And it's a horse because it jumps and it flies out there and it has wings and blah blah, all of that. And we'll talk about all of this to explain to you somebody being moved somehow. And you say no? Huh? Because you cannot do it and for you it's impossible? Can you say it's impossible? Anyone? In the time of Rumi, there was a lot of people who will say, oh, that's impossible. Nowadays, Scotty, beam me up. We imagined it because it's possible. Yes. I say it's possible and you say it's not. Why do you say that? How much do you know about the existence? I know that all the possible knowledge for the human being for the moment is less than 5% of existence. Black hole, dark matter, dark energy,